Our cantata this morning is called Once Upon a Miracle, and we hope you appreciate it. Hope you enjoy it.
It's a story all about God and how he sent his son for you and me. We are going to tell you about angels and shepherds and the most awesome story you could ever imagine. Some of this you may find hard to believe. Mostly we're going to tell you about Jesus and how he came to our world.
It really is an amazing story. Each year when we retell this story, it seems to me like the whole world takes on a whole new attitude. You see people smiling. You see people gathering together. And even the shoppers seem friendly to each other. It's
a miracle?
Well, yeah, Caitlin, a miracle. Like the old song says, it is the most wonderful time of the year. It really is a wonderful time when we focus on the reason we celebrate. The person behind the presents, the giver of eternal life, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
When Jesus was born a long, long time ago, everyone who heard about it wanted to come see him. The shepherds did, the wise men did, and I'm pretty sure even the animals around his manger knew something special was going on.
You're right, Caitlin. They all wanted to come worship him. You see, earlier on, God set his plan in motion through the angel Gabriel. He announced to the young girl that she would be the mother of the Messiah. It was a miraculous birth, and she had been especially chosen by God for this very purpose. This girl, Mary, and her husband, Joseph, were to travel to Bethlehem where he would be born. And that's exactly what happened. We'll get back to that part of the story in a minute. But for now, let's follow the lead of those who were first there, and let's do what they did. Come on, everyone. Let's worship him now. Let's adore Jesus Christ, the Lord.
And hadn't taken a bath in a long time. Not exactly what I call the ideal place for meeting with angels.
But you know, Brooke, the angel of the Lord did announce Christ's birth to them. Can you imagine that night, a sky full of angels singing praises to God? They proclaimed the miracle of God's plan that through an ordinary woman had taken place in an extraordinary way. A Savior has been born in the obscure village of Bethlehem not far away. He is Messiah. He is Jesus. He is Christ the Lord.
A Savior from heaven, born in Bethlehem, another unlikely place. I told you this was some story. But I guess when you leave a beautiful home like heaven, any place would be a come down. Still, he did it. He put on the skin just like you and me. What a miracle.
Song of the Lord.
Bible says that after the angels left them, the shepherds went into Bethlehem to see Jesus for themselves. When they found him in a stable and lying in a manger, they worshiped him. They left, praising God and telling everybody they saw about the events that happened.
I loved it when Mama had Abby and Macy.
Caitlin, can you believe that it's already been 5 years? Happy birthday, Macy!
Everyone was so excited. When that happens, it doesn't matter whether we live in a big or small house, whether our family is rich or poor. Everyone was just happy to see the new baby. I suppose it was that way when Jesus was born. No one would have been looking for a king, the savior of the world, to be born in a smelly old cow stall. But that didn't matter. They were happy to see him. Some men in a faraway land saw it and decided to follow it and see where it would lead them. It led them right where Jesus was. I know this was hard to believe. Anyway, these men brought Jesus some very expensive gifts because God told them he was the King of Jews. They knew this was true because when they saw him, they fell down and worshipped him.
That's right, Caitlin. And whether these men from this distant land were astrologers or kings, we really don't know. But we do know that a miraculous star appeared and led them straight to the Christ child. Most scholars speculate that they traveled many days and perhaps hundreds of miles. Y'all remember that time we went to Disney World? But you know, that trip was worth it. And when they reached the end of their journey, they had found what they were searching for, and they rejoiced with great joy.
Worship Jesus. But later, Jesus called himself the light of the world. Wherever he is, he shines. Wherever he shines, he gives life.
That's right, Brooke. And the people walking in the dark have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, the light has dawned. The prophet Isaiah says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you."
What God's all about, miracles. You would have never guessed it could happen so perfectly. But I remember reading somewhere about nothing being impossible with God. And because he loves us, he came here for us. And because he came here for us, we can be with him forever.
That's right, Brooke. And aren't you thankful that in John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This is the story of God's love for us.
The story of Jesus and how we can live with him forever.
God doesn't always do things like we expect him to.
He does them right.
Amen. That's right, Brooke. The Bible says that one day, every eye will see him and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I'm thankful that his will be gathered to him.
Worshiping Jesus.
All this because of his incredible love. He left the beauty of heaven, became a human like us, but he had no sin. He suffered and died for our sins, but praise God, he arose. He conquered death. He arose so that we could have eternal life. I would call that
a miracle.
New Hope Baptist Church, family and friends, we'd be amiss today if we didn't offer you the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Can I tell you something today that's not very popular? That all of us in here are sinners. There's none of us righteous. No, not one. Paul says that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But praise God, he's loved us enough to send his Son. He sent the best of the best, Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, that is our way to holy God. Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. My prayer today is, you, O sinner, you. Yes, I'm talking to you. You, O sinner, do you realize that there's nothing that you can do for your salvation? That salvation belongs to the Lord? And He gives it to His people as a free gift. And you who have been saved, you glorify His name this morning for that. And so I'd like to share this with you today. You who are here that may be lost and indifferent. It's for by His grace we are saved through faith. It's not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. So my prayer today, this Christmas of 2021, that you understand what the true gift is. And the true gift is Jesus Christ. That's our prayer for you today. We thank you for being here. Didn't our music pastor and our pianist and choir do a fabulous job? And I'm just going to be a little bragging dad here for a minute. I'm proud of these girls. They did good. Hey, again, on behalf of the Mize family, on behalf of New Hope Baptist Church, we just want to wish you all
a Merry Christmas!
Special Sunday, and part of what made it special was that you were here. And of course, all glory goes to God our Father. Let's pray and be dismissed. Oh Lord God, we just praise you for who you are. We thank you for this Christmas season. Thank you for coming to earth. Thank you for emptying yourself here, humbling yourself all the way to the cross, Lord, we praise you as a risen Savior and Lord. Lord, let us not forget why we celebrate this season. It is all about you. Everything else is just extra things, Lord. It is all about you, the eternal treasure that we seek. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go double time next week.